The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara talks about the din of Svek Deraisa L'Chumra. Now, in the din of Svek Deraisa L'Chumra, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether that halacha is a halacha Midaraisa or Midarabana. Meaning, is it a din Torah, a din Deraisa, that you have to be Machmer on Svekis? Or min atayra kol hecha that it's not a vada yisur, it's mutter, and this that we're machmer by itself like is only in din derabana. So you do the gemachalik yishainim, the shavshmeitz, and beginning of the sefer it's mayruch about this. Who are the bali pluk? The answer, the sheet of the Rambam is that it's midrabanan, svek deraisa luchumra midrabanan, and the sheet of Rashi and the Rashba in Taras Habayis is that it's deraisa, svek deraisa luchumra midraisa. How do we pass about this? So the Prichada, Shin Yeradeisim, and Kofiot passes like the Rambam, but Reiv Achreinim, it seems passing like the Rashba, that Tzvek Deraisa L'chumra Medeiraisa, the Mechus Yankiv, and the Primogodim, and others. Okay, so the Machalek is Yishayinim, and we have a Shai Lada Paskin. What's an Afkamina Ladina between these Shittas? What's an Afkamina if it's Deraisa or Derabonon? Usually the Afkamina between a Deraisa and a Derabonon is by a Sofik. If something is Deraisa, so Safik is the Chumra, and if the Drabbanan is the Kula. But over here, when we talk about a Safik Deraisa, Mimonoshach, whether it's Deraisa or Drabbanan, a Safik on that Safik is going to be Mutter. Again, we're saying Safik Deraisa is the Chumra. So, if that then is Drabbanan, so then a Safik on a Safik will be Mutter with a Safik Drabbanan. And let's say that then meaning Safik Deraisa, the Chumra is a Din Deraisa. So then, you would say, okay, so a suffix on a suffix would vaid to be awesome because it's a suffix deraisa, because the suffix itself is a nisa deraisa. So a suffix on that deraisa should vaid to be awesome. Yeah, maybe it should be, but lemaisa, the din is not like that. That's the halach of svek sveka. Right? The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Tes and many other places that svek sveka is mutter. Why svek sveka mutter? Okay, so like the Rambam, Pasha it's mutter because svek derbana lukula. Dachtuch the Pnei Yeshua over there, Ksubas says that. Like the Rashba, if a suffix deraisa is l'chumra deraisa, so haguva kasha. So why should a suffix tak a suffix on a suffix? Why should that be mutter? It's vaita sveka deraisa. Okay, so we have a Rashba in Tshuva Siman Taf Aleph, who seems to say the way the Achreinim understand the Rashba that svek sveka is mitam roiv because you have more than one sad that it should be mutter, right? Like in the case over there in Ksubis, you have a suffix lav tachtov, a field in slanet tachtov, maybe it was bainus. So maybe it's midin roiv. Other achrayim say differently. Reb Shimon Daftach and Shari Yosha talks that the pshat is a suffix on a suffix does not have a gather of a suffix. Okay, so actually, yeah, whatever the hesber is, but lemaisa the din is that svek svek is mutter. So because back to our shayla, what's the nafkamina if svek deraisa is l'chumra deraisa or midrabanan? Either way, a suffix on that suffix is going to be mutter. So that's not a nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina? So maybe you could say another nafkamina. Rabbi Yonin says in Shai Tshuva that if a person wants to do tshuva on a ched, he has to do tshuva on his averis. Rabbi Yonin says a person has to know the chaymer of the ched. That's in Alzat Niskan Nichtav called Shah Shlishi. The whole Shah Shlishi is Bebir Chaymer of the different Madregas of Yisrim Drabbanan, the Raisa, Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Sleisese, Lassi Shish Bakaris, Vachulu Vachulu. So a person has to know if he was Ibn Safak the Raisa, was he Ibn Nisa the Raisa or Nisa Drabbanan? Okay, so Luchay, that should be enough community. Vaita Kemen Zagin, take it one step further. The Nesivis in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, the Udik Nesivis, he says over there that if a person was over in Issa Drabbanon B'Shoigig, he doesn't even need to do tshuva. In Issa Drabbanon B'Shoigig, he does not need to do tshuva. He wasn't over anything. If it was Drabbanon B'Shoigig, there's nothing wrong. Okay, so Fashteitzach Shneimu on Afkamino. By every subject there is on, you have to do tshuva on it. Okay. Now, I saw somebody Issa Kash on the Nesivis that according to him, why is it usur to be maishit in Issa Drabbanon to somebody who doesn't know that it's usur? If I have a piece of bosa aik b'chalav, that's usur midrabbanon, am I allowed to give it to somebody who doesn't know that it's usur? Either he doesn't know that there's chalav in there, or he doesn't know it's such an issur, whatever. It would be, if he would eat it, it would be a shaygik. Am I allowed to give it to my father now? So, shaylas, why not? According to the Nesivis, it should be mutter because Yen is not doing an issur. I'm not being over anything by giving it to him. So I think the terrace of this kasha is because Reb Chaim Moshe says the Yisoid and Achiezer that in the din of Lifnei Iver these two halachas. We know there's din of Lifnei Iver not to be machshel somebody than Eitzel Sheina Haguna or Kipshutei Shel Mikra to put a michshel in front of an Iver. There's another halacha the Gemara says that you can't give somebody a Dvar Iser. The Mechaschina Chesed Kasha, he says that Lifnei Iver is only by Yisrael, right? That's like Oban on Lachaver. It's only the Isra is only by Yisrael. So, fact now, when Gemara states, "Minayin shalay yoshet Eiv Menachay leBen Noach," says he can't give Eiv Menachay to Ben Noach. That's Lifnei Iver. What do you mean? He's a Ben Noach. Where's Lifnei Iver? So, Doctor Chaim Oizer that the Lifnei Iver of Isurim of not being Machshel somebody is not simply because there's a Benadam Lachaveroi that you're giving him an Eitzel Sheino against. Rather, over here, besides for that, you're causing a chet. You're causing the avera to happen. So you have a chelik in that avera, just like a person is mseyeh somebody to do a mitzvah. So he has a chelik in the mitzvah. So here too, he has a chelik in that avera. So mitzidoi, it's not just mitzad the one who's doing the avera. It's mitzad the mashal. He himself has a chelik in the avera. That's what the Chaim Moshe says. There's other raisters, he said also, in Kalam Mekoyme. Al Kaponim, that's the terrace of this kasha. Even if when Yena does it, Yena's not doing an Avera, but by me giving it to him, I'm causing it to happen. So mitzidi, there's a chet. I don't think it's glat to taina that, yeah, but Hayois, when he eats it, he's not doing an Isser, so it's not an Isser by me either. Lugabi me, I think it is an Isser. Okay, yesh ladan. Al Kaponim, that's the sheet of the Nasis. So that would be enough kamino legabi tshuva. In Shuvra Isi in the Prima Godim, I found the Prima Godim in Hanhogas Hanishal Isavaheta and Seydu Gimel Oischov Zayin and Oischov Ches, where he asked this very question. He says, "What's enough kamino if Seik deraisa l'chumrim deraisa or derabon?" And he says, "Enough kamino is by somebody who sells a davar asa." The halacha is that you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to schayru b'dvar masurim, and your enough kaminas you're heterim by isurim derabonan. That a person could sell an Isser Darabonah. So what's the halacha by a Safek Daraisa? Can a person sell something that's a Safek Daraisa? So Be'emes, in Sima Kuf Yutes, in Yerdei Kuf Yutes, is a Machlekes, the Bach and the Taz and the Goyin are Machmer, Be'emes, and the Shach, over there is Mekel. Kiti Hanira, this is an Afkamina from this Machlekes. The Hainu, that according to the Rashba, that Safek Daraisa L'chumra Daraisa, it would be awesome to sell as a Safek Daraisa. According to the Rambam, the Safek Daraisa L'chumra is on the Rabbanu would be mutter. And the Emes is that I talk saw the Prichadash over there, he mamash brings this out, that he says that Rashi, over there in Kuf Yutes, the Prichadash, he says that Rashi and the Rashba talk a hold that it's also to sell Safek Daraisa. And he says that they're going to Shitasim because they hold Safek Daraisa L'chumra Daraisa. Now, granted, the Pichadosh says the halacha that it's mutter because he passes like the Rambam. Okay, that's the Shitasa, like we mentioned before. The Pichadosh in Siman Kofiud passes like the Rambam. But we have over there the Bach, the Taz, and the Goyin, and the Machmer, and the Kiveg and Chesh Mishpah, Tzimin Reish Lamadalad, is Medaik and the Ramo over there in Chesh Mishpah, also, that would be awesome. L'chayru, Mikan Siyata, Taka to Paschal like Rashi and the Rashba, that's Vekter Reis L'chumra Medaraisa, because in Kainim Hadvarim, and like the Pichadosh Taka says, that the Machlekes over there is totally, in this Machlekes Yishonim, hey, yes, you have the Ramah, the Bach, and the Taz, and the Goin, being Machmer, the Loika Hashach, it would seem that we have to Paschal like them, and that would be a Raya to Paschal, that's Vekter Reis L'chumra Medaraisa. But Akoponim, but Zochinu to another Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashba, Kenega the Rambam, Lagavi Tzvek Deraisa, that the Nafkamin is whether it would be mutter to sell something which is Tzvek Deraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.